our body is more than just the body. It is the emotional, spiritual, and body. It's three things in one. And the medical industry only looks at the body. It doesn't look at the spiritual. It doesn't look at the mental part. It just looks at the body. But we are more than just the body.
Welcome to the Happiest Ever After podcast. That's right, happy-ish. Because instead of fairy tales of perfection, we celebrate real lives and real stories. I'm Tatiana, your host, and I'm here to guide you on your journey to better health and self-acceptance. Join me every week as we delve into science-backed truths about health, from understanding our bodies to caring for our emotional well-being. Let's get started.
Welcome, friends. Today I have Paola, or Paola, depending how you pronounce her name, but most people know her as Paola Rosser, who is the down-to-earth force behind the Fearless Female Movement. As the founder and CEO, she's driven by a mission to dismantle the chains of fear imposed by old ideologies and the subconscious mind. Paola employs a unique blend of coaching and subconscious healing that helps women overcome their past challenges and embrace their inner power. Today, Paola is here to talk to us about her work with emotion and body code. Prior to meeting Paola, I'd never heard of body code, but I've been so intrigued and I'm really looking forward to this conversation because as a listener of this podcast, you know that understanding how your mind works, understanding your inner challenges and how you face them is one of the most powerful tools in your health arsenal. Welcome, Paola.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to have this conversation.
Oh, I am too. This is such a new thing for me. I'd never heard of this. And as listeners know, because I've pointed it out a couple times, we have a little meet sometimes when I'm exploring some new avenue. And I was so intrigued by what I learned. So could you just start off by introducing yourself a little bit and explaining what body code is?
Sure. So I am a spiritual mentor and life coach, and I help women heal from their traumatic past, their childhood, any patterns that they keep repeating in their life, and they're wondering, why are they doing it? Well, most of the time, it's because your subconscious mind is running the show. And so I was doing coaching for about 3 to 4 years, and I realized that even though I was helping the women start new lives and get new partners and start new careers, a lot of them would go back to the old pattern, their old way of thinking. Mm. They would go back to their comfort zone. So I was kind of in this like exploratory world trying to find a healing modality that I could not only include into my coaching practice, but I can help myself too. And so I personally grew up in an abusive childhood home. My mother was emotionally and physically abusive. My father was an alcoholic and absentee because he was trying to get away from her. And I created these love patterns that I didn't know I was doing. I was doing it subconsciously. And I was dating other narcissistic, abusive men, which was what I witnessed growing up between my mom and my father. And so I didn't understand that I was repeating this pattern over and over and over. Even though I was reading the books, I had gone to therapy, I had done a lot of like inner child healing, but subconsciously my old record, my old pattern was running the show. It was running the show. And I didn't know this until I started doing more research. And I read Dr. Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton's books about how the brain is like a supercomputer and the subconscious mind of the brain is what downloaded the program from 0 to 7, the ages of 0 to 7, and is running the show subconsciously. And so when I learned that, I'm like, but how can we change the subconscious mind? And I love the little saying that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And so I was like speaking out loud to source, the divine God, whatever you like to believe in. I call it the infinite intelligence that created all of us. And I was like, show me the way, like help me figure this out, because not only am I still repeating patterns, but my clients are. And so this book came into my lap and it was called The Emotion Code. It was by Dr. Bradley Nelson. And I actually was a huge Tony Robbins fan. It's how I got my certification to be a life coach. And so in the foreword, it was written by Tony Robbins. So I was like, if Tony Robbins is into this, then I'm into this. And I read the book on a plane ride from California to Nashville. And when we came back, I made my very first appointment with a practitioner. I found her online. She gave her first like 30-minute session for free. And she released 15 negative trapped emotions from myself. And I felt like as if there was a huge weight lifted off my chest. And I needed to know more. I needed to figure this out. So what Dr. Bradley Nelson discovered, he's a chiropractor, and he discovered that even though he was making adjustments on his clients, that they were still complaining about pain. So they were complaining about pain in their knee and their hip and their, you know, they had headaches. And so he ended up getting like a download or a dream or a prophetic dream, whatever you'd like to call it, that's saying that if we use magnets, we can release, if we set the intention, we can release these negative emotions that are trapped in our subconscious mind. So he realized that the subconscious mind is like a record keeper of the past. It keeps a record of every single event, every single action, every single experience that you've ever had in your entire life, and it attaches an emotion to it. Now, the subconscious mind is meant to protect you. It's meant to keep you from harm's way. So if it's ever felt the feelings of neglect, of feeling unloved, of feeling humiliation, embarrassment, it's going to keep that negative emotion attached to that action, event, or experience so that in the future, if you feel that same negative emotion, it's going to be like, red alert, red alert. We've felt this before. You know, you get away from this or get away from this experience, get away from that person. It's a trigger. So that's why we have triggers with our relationships, with our friendships, with our coworkers, with our bosses, because in the past, you've stored that negative emotion to protect you in the future. But sometimes we don't need those anymore because we're in a better relationship or we're in a better environment. We're safe now. We're adults now. We can make decisions, right? And so what we do is I use muscle testing to locate these negative trapped emotions in your body, in your psyche, and then we release them using magnets. I know it sounds a little woo-woo, and it sounds a little far-fetched, but I have been doing this for now 2.5 years, and I just recently got my body code certification, which takes it a step further than just negative trapped emotions. It takes it a step further to look for misalignments, imbalances in your body, and any kind of block, spiritual blockages that you may have, like in your chakras, or maybe there's an entity attached to you. And the results that I've seen in my clients and the people that I work with are just, it still baffles me how it works. Like, I don't question it anymore. I just know that it works. I don't question it.
That's something that I really ask of the listeners is if what you're doing right now doesn't really work for you, maybe open your mind to trying something different. Mm-hmm. And I recently did an episode where I talked about how I had avoided acupuncture for years. And then after some recent shoulder surgery, I was really struggling and it became life-changing. How? It seems very odd that the placement of needles, how does that? And yet, I've also lived in China and had a traditional medicine doctor. I know this is a little bit of a tangent, many years ago. And when I was there, I had a traditional Chinese medicine doctor who was a practitioner. She was actually head of the whole department. And where I was living in Nanjing, it had the sort of Western medicine hospital had Chinese traditional medicine integrated into the system. And she had told me that I had a specific issue, and it was qi stagnation in my liver. And qi in different modalities, whether it's yoga, breath work, other things, like this is considered like your life force. And the symptoms and the cause and how that will manifest itself in illness, I've received Western medicine diagnoses that indicate the exact same thing. They just called it something different. So I ask people to keep the open mind. If something seems a little woo-woo, but you're not drinking bleach, right? Like something that could be obviously harmful. what does it hurt to open your mind and say, what do I really know about energy forces or about magnets or how that would work? I just come to this place in my life where I think, if it's not going to cause you harm, why not try it? Because if what's you're doing now doesn't work for you, it means it's time for something else, especially when it comes to something that resonated with me earlier. I thought, we know what healthy eating is in our minds, generally speaking. And then we say, but why did I end up with a tub of ice cream in front of Netflix on a Friday night again? Right? Because you know, but knowing and the subconscious mind, those are two completely different things.
Yeah.
So and you're things, completely right. The subconscious mind runs it.
Runs it. So two things that you said that, number one, body code does work in the chi and also looks at the meridian and everything. So Dr. Bradley Nelson created a chart because he's done thousands and thousands and thousands of use cases. He too was like, am I dreaming? Does this really work? Did these magnets really, really like remove this pain? And he just had, you know, result after result after result. And he created a chart. So the chart that I use is now an app, thank God, because when I first started, I had a piece of paper. And he's created a chart. And so you ask the subconscious mind yes or no questions. And so you're just going through the chart. Is it on the right? Is it on the left? Is it odd? Is it even? You know, and you're trying to figure out to pinpoint exactly what it is. And so now the chart has evolved from just negative emotions to, you know, the circuit or system, toxins that could be in your body, the meridian may be off, your chakras may be off, you may have stored post-traumatic, you know, events, you may have shared trapped emotions. There, like I said earlier, there may be an entity that might be attached to you. Because what I love that you said, you have to be open to the reality of what, you know, it could be. It could be something bigger. When you're on your healing journey and you are suffering from autoimmune diseases, or you're suffering from this rash that you don't know, or you have terrible migraines, or your knee hurts so bad that you can't walk more than a mile, you are open to anything.
Yeah.
When you've gotten to that point in your life and you're, the pain and the suffering is so much that you can't bear it anymore, you are literally open to anything. And so for me, I've been on my own healing journey because, like I said, I grew up in a very tumultuous childhood and I repeated a lot of the patterns, which got me into so much more pain and suffering emotionally. So I've been on my own healing journey and I've tried float tanks, EMDR therapy. I've tried tuning forks. I've tried acupuncture. I've tried all kinds of different things, including psychedelics. And all of these things have helped me in its own way. But there are some things that I just can't do. Like I can't do a float tank. And those are the, you know, weightless tanks where it's like salt water and you go into a pod, because the anxiety in my brain is telling me that I'm going to be stuck there and I'm going to drown for the rest of eternity. So I can't do that. Like some people go in float tanks and they have these beautiful awakening moments where they have so, you know, I don't have that. So I tell people, your healing journey is so personal. And you may be open to acupuncture. You may be open to EMDR therapy. You may be open to like crystal sound bowls and chakra healing. Whatever it is that you're doing, your soul is calling you to do that because it's saying, this is what I need. And that's what I love about body code and emotion code, is that I'm tapped in to your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is telling me, hey, look over here. Hey, go to this one. Now go to this one. And I've had the most crazy experiences with my clients. I would love to tell you a couple of stories that I've experienced with my clients just so your listeners could understand. So one woman, she came to me. She was dealing with a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. She felt blocked. And so we just jumped in. We did the session. I found the negative emotion of humiliation at the age of 17. Now the client was 60 years old. She's like 16, 17. I don't remember that year. I don't remember. In that moment, my body, because I'm connected to your subconscious mind, I can feel things in my body. So in that moment, I felt like little tingling sensations down my leg. And the practitioner that taught me said, whenever you feel anything, just say it out loud, because it may mean something to the client. So I said to the lady, I don't know what this means, but my legs are tingling right now. And she said, oh, now I remember. So when I'm doing a session with somebody, The subconscious mind is looking for the record in the past of where you trapped this emotion or where you might have like had a misalignment or an imbalance. And the memory is being brought from the subconscious mind. So I tell my clients, think of it as a filing cabinet, and it's all these records of your past. Well, the subconscious mind is trying to bring that record to your forefront, to your conscious mind, so you can remember why you trapped it. Sometimes you don't remember it, and it takes 72 hours after the session for the memory to pop up. But for her, when I told her that my legs were feeling tingling sensations, she said, oh, I remember now. Because the file was brought out of the subconscious mind to her conscious mind. When she was 17, she was on the swim team and she had fat legs. And every time she took off her towel, the other girls on the swim team would mock her and make fun of her. She'd put her towel back on. So that was the reason why she trapped the negative emotion of humiliation. And that was the reason why she was feeling anxiety and stuck every time she was in a meeting at work, because she didn't want to feel humiliated. And so there's all these reasons why the subconscious mind does things. I had another client who his wife sent him to me, because I usually only work with women, but she's like, please work with my husband. He grinds his teeth all night long. I'm awake all night. I can't sleep. I don't understand. So she booked a package of three because she wanted to know like what is going on. She knew, but I didn't know. And so the first session, he was kind of a little bit wary. He didn't really want to be open to this modality. But by the second session, we got to the root cause. He had stored a lot of negative emotions in his jaw because his dad committed suicide at the age of 23. And so when he was 23, he wasn't allowed to talk about this suicide because it was, you know, back then it was seen as like, oh my gosh, it's such a bad thing to talk about it. You're going to catch it. You're going to give it to somebody else. You know, grief is such a weird, you know, animal that people kind of shun you when your family member dies. But then when your family member dies of suicide, it's even worse to talk about. So he stored a lot of his negative emotions in his jaw. I kid you not. When we did our three sessions, his wife called me and said, you're not going to believe it. He stopped grinding his teeth. He doesn't grind his teeth anymore. And it was because he had stored all these negative trapped emotions in his jaw. I also had another woman who was molested when she was young by her uncle, and now she's in her 60s. And when I did a session on her, she had all these negative trapped emotions in her uterus. And that night, after we released like 15 negative trapped emotions from her uterus, like terror, abandonment, guilt, shame, that night she had a dream of all the people that like hurt her during that time in her life, because she tried to tell people that her uncle was molesting her and nobody believed her. And so that night she had a dream of all the people that hurt her during that time, and they came and apologized to her and said, please let it go. Let it go. She said she woke up in a like cold sweat and she had never felt lighter in her life. I mean, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the semantics. I wish I could tell you this is the scientific reason why this works, but it works. And it works every single time. And every single one of my clients feel either lighter, they feel the pain has been gone and lifted, they have vivid dreams afterwards. They're no longer triggered. I personally have done sessions on myself and my husband, and we don't fight. Like after we do sessions, like I don't fight with my husband for like months because the triggers are lifted. I don't have the same negative emotions that he's picking on that's making me feel triggered and volatile and wanting to like, you know, argue with him.
It's so interesting when you're talking about all of these negative emotions. So I'm assuming that the negative emotions sort of put you in an energy imbalance. Is that what actually happens? Is that are some negative emotions normal though? Like we can't always just have positive emotions, can we?
No, obviously in the universe, there's got to be the dichotomy, the duality of both, you know, positive and negative. But it's when the negative emotions are stifling you and they're blocking you energetically and you're constantly angry or you're full of anxiety and you don't know why, or maybe somebody just continues to trigger you and you're like, I don't understand why this person is triggering me so much, you know, and that person's apologizing. Like my husband would trigger me all the time and I didn't understand that I had all these negative emotions from my childhood that I had stored. And so once I released them, there was no more triggers because I don't need to protect myself anymore from a loving and mature relationship, right? I'm not in those toxic relationships anymore. And so, yes, negative emotions are great because they protect you. But when you no longer need that protection and when you're no longer in that unsafe environment, then all you're doing is walking around wounded and you're hurting others because you're still wounded. I hope that makes sense.
It made sense to me. And how you just described it is, and let me see if I understand this correctly. You have these negative energies because it's needed to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like we need all of the feelings because they serve a purpose. It's only when they become out of balance that it becomes more of a problem. Like, okay, the threat has passed. Maybe it was a week ago. Maybe it was 2 decades ago, but that threat has passed. And so now it's time to release that because now you're out of balance.
Yes.
With the work that you've done, what do you believe is the risk to an individual's health if they are sustaining that energy imbalance where they're holding a lot of that negative emotion over a long period of time?
I definitely believe that you're risking dis-ease in your body, whether it is an actual ailment or you can even get cancer. Because you're holding all of these negative emotions of unforgiveness, of shame, of guilt. You have misalignments in your chakra, in your meridian. You can have misalignments in your tendons, imbalances. Because I've had clients that store negative emotions in their sternum or in their ligaments. And then they're wondering why they have, you know, arthritis. So a lot of it always goes back to emotional distress. Even in science, reviews, it says that the number one cause of dis-ease is stress and anxiety and negativity. Show me somebody who lives a positive life and is constantly in a great mood that is suffering from pain and suffering from, like, because it really does make a difference psychologically if you're constantly in a negative mindset and a negative state and you're holding on to all of these negative emotions. They can cause a dis-ease in your body. And that's what Dr. Bradley Nelson had discovered, that even though he was, you know, doing these adjustments on some of his patients, that some of them were still complaining about pain in their shoulder, in their migraines, and, you know, in their uterus. They were still, you know, their knees were still hurting. And he tried to figure out, well, what is it? I've already made the adjustment. Their spine is completely adjusted. They're taking all the right supplements. They're hydrated. It was emotional baggage from your past. And if we continue to carry the emotional baggage from the past into our future, we're never going to be free. I like that you said it does create like an emotional imbalance. Recently, my husband had a heart attack in August and he died on the table. And the fear that enveloped my being was something that I had to work on. Like, after he got home from the hospital, I could not physically allow myself to go for a walk. So I didn't want to leave him alone. I felt like I had to be here to protect him. Even though, like you said earlier, the experience, the problem, the stuff was already gone. He's fine. He's healthy now, thank God. But in my subconscious mind, it was like, no, fight or flight. You've got to stay here. You cannot leave. You've got to protect him. And so I had to do sessions on myself to release that fear, to release that anxiety, to release that, you know, stress. And then I went back to normal. And I'm like, okay, now I don't feel that same anxiety, fear, or stress because that event no longer exists. Animals, when they are attacked, if you watch your cat or your dog and they're attacked, they feel that fear, that anxiety, and they, you know, tense up or they attack or they fight another dog and then they shake it off and then they're back to normal. They're not like sitting there in anxiety or stress about what happened to them 10 minutes ago. But human beings do that. We do that. We keep, you know, whatever happened to us, whether it was an argument with a stranger at Target, whether we got in an argument with our sister or brother, whether we yelled at the, you know, waitress for bringing us the wrong meal and they yelled at us back, we hold on to that. How many times do you lay in bed rehearsing the conversation you should have had? And so when you are in those moments where you're losing sleep, where you're not eating right, where your digestive problems are wrong, where you're having migraine headaches, I mean, like I said earlier, when the suffering becomes so much, look at other healing modalities. I've personally have tested so many, and I love emotion and body code, and I've seen my clients have exceptional results that even I am like, how does this work? I'm not going to question it. I'm just going to keep doing it because I see the results and I see that it's working and I see how different my clients move through the world after they've had a couple of sessions. And it's, I tell people, it's like chiropractic adjustments. You go for one adjustment when you're hurting. You don't go every single day. It's not like therapy where you have to go once every week for the rest of your life or anything like that. It's whenever you're feeling stuck or anxious or stressed or fear, or you've just experienced some traumatic event like my husband's heart attack and you need to get unstuck from all of that ball of emotional energy. It's time to do an emotion code session. Or you've had, I had a client whose daughter had a sty in her eye. And she was like, I've tried everything. I took her to the doctors. The doctors gave her all these, like, you know, eye drops. And I did an emotion code session on her. And it showed that, like, she was holding on to sadness and pain for her grandfather. Well, her grandfather has skin cancer. So she was, like, absorbing a lot of his pain. And that was the reason why she got a sty in her eye and it wasn't going away. The moment I did an emotion and body code session, within like 2 weeks, it was gone. So it, our body is more than just the body. It is the emotional, spiritual, and body. It's three things in one. And the medical industry only looks at the body. It doesn't look at the spiritual. It doesn't look at the mental part. It just looks at the body. But we are more than just the body. At least that's what I believed it to be.
I couldn't agree more. We are more than the body. I do think that modern medicine, that there's more and more research being done into understanding how the subconscious mind and how our emotions impact our wholeness and wellness. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about, you know, work that's being done now, understanding when we're in a heightened cortisol and the long-term effects of that. So we can break down these experiences to very like scientific words, but that's not how everybody comes to a healing modality. Some people will come to it from a science perspective where they want to understand about reducing their cortisol impacts, and other people, that doesn't resonate with them. It's however you get to what works for you that really matters. And I am so sorry to hear about what you've just gone through with your husband. I'm glad to hear that he's doing all right. I can only imagine how just terrifying and sad and scary that would be. People can't see you here, but when they visit your website, they'll see you're a vibrant young woman. Like, I don't know. I think anybody under the age of anything, actually, now, mm-hmm. I think everybody's young, but you just exude like energy and
thank you
and vitality. So imagining you going through that with your partner.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. So getting back to the body code, this is really fascinating to me. And I understand. So it's like the energy imbalances and the work that you do and how you connect to the subconscious. Do you have specific techniques that you use more often or that are more commonly used? Because I'm trying to envision what this looks like from a practical perspective.
So I use only muscle testing. So nobody can see me, but basically I put my two hands in like a ring. And so when you ask yourself, you're like, am I Tatiana? Am I Tatiana? So then I would be connected to you. And so when the ring stays closed, that means it's a yes. When the ring stays, like it opens up, that means it's a no. So I'm constantly asking your subconscious mind, is it a yes? Is it a no? Is it on the right? Is it on the left? It's all muscle testing, but I love that Dr. Bradley Nelson does tell us that we should start every session with a prayer and ask for guidance of, you know, I always say my prayers out loud now because one of my first clients said, I don't know what kind of white magic you're doing here, but I, and she's like, I don't know who you're praying to. So like now I just pray out loud so they know who I'm praying to. And I always ask for the divine guidance of God. I ask for your ancestors, your spiritual guides, your archangels, and anyone of the white light that can help me, guide me to where I need to locate this specific, because you're like, you know, you've lived a lot of life, you know, no matter what age, you've had a lot of experience, a lot of events, and every little experience, every little event has an emotion attached to it or has something attached to it where you've stored it. And so, like, I ask whatever it is, the divine light, to show me the exact thing that I need to find in that moment. For example, the guy that came to me with the grinding of his teeth, like, how am I supposed to know that his dad committed suicide? I don't know. And sometimes my clients are even shocked when I come up with something and they're like, how did you know that? I don't know that. I'm attached to your subconscious mind and you are telling me through muscle testing, yes or no questions. And I'm just asking and making sure. There's three different ways that you can trap these negative emotions and create these misalignments in your body. One is you did it. You trapped it yourself. Number two is you absorbed it because you're around somebody that you love. So for example, the little girl that was around her grandpa all the time, you know, she watched him have like skin cancer in his eyes. So she felt sorry for him. And she like absorbed his pain. And that's why she created her own pain in her eye. I've had clients who their best friend got a divorce and they stored all these negative emotions of abandonment and rejection. And it's like, well, it wasn't their divorce, but they were around their best friend who was suffering and going through the emotions of a divorce. The third way that you can trap these emotions is inherited. So when you're in your mother's womb, you are inheriting whatever she's feeling at the time. And your mother inherited whatever she was feeling at the time when she was in her grandmother's womb, you know, or your grandmother's womb. And same thing with the father's side. The father also experiences traumatic emotional events that they're storing, their own stuff. So it's hereditary. It could get passed down from generation to generation. And it's up to you to be the generational curse breaker and to figure out what it is that is keeping me anxious, stress, and fear, what is blocking me from being abundant. There's so many things that come up in sessions that people are like, wow, I didn't know that. I didn't know that this is the reason why this is happening to me. Yeah. I'm very much an analytical person. I always wonder why I am the way I am and why I make certain choices and why, you know, and same with my husband. Before his heart attack, he was actually on his own healing journey. And he couldn't figure out why he was tired a lot. Now we know it's because one of his arteries was blocked, but he thought it was, you know, childhood wounds. And so he did a lot of his own stuff and he came to find that he loved emotion and body code because he didn't have to remember exactly what happened. The subconscious mind would tell him and then he would be like, oh, I get it. And earlier I said, if you don't remember exactly the memory that I bring up, then within the 72-hour period after the session, you're still processing. So I like to tell my clients that just think of yourself as a sponge and I'm squeezing you and all the negative emotions are coming to the surface. So people process the session afterwards in one of two ways. They can either feel all the emotions at once or they can take a really long nap because their body is just exhausted and it just is trying to release them. So I tell my clients that when you're feeling the negative emotions and they're coming up and you're having just like either you're angry or you're crying or you're just emotionally exhausted, I say thank you to the emotions. Thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for protecting me. But I release you now for my highest good and the highest good of all. And because they did do a job, they protected you in those moments of times that you were needing that protection. And so there was one time where I did a session with my practitioner and she said that I had trapped the emotion of disgust for a man at the age of 7. Well, I don't remember the age of 7. And I told her I couldn't think of a memory. So 72 hours later, right, there's a processing period, 42 hours later or whatever, the next couple of days, I was washing the dishes, just doing something unconsciously. And this is sometimes when the memories pop up. I was doing something unconsciously, like washing the dishes. And then the memory came to me as if it was yesterday. I had forgotten that when I was 7 years old, I had viral meningitis. I was at the hospital and the doctor who was helping me said, hey, my name is Fred, like Fred Flintstones. If it hurts, because I was getting a needle to my spine. I was getting a spinal tap. which the needle is really, really thick and it hurts really bad.
That's it.
And he said, my name is Fred, like Fred Flintstones. And if it hurts, just say my name. And I was only like 7 years old. So when he said that and I called for his name, he said, there's nobody by the name of Fred here. Who are you talking to? And I just remember feeling like, did you just lie to me? Like, you know, like it just, I was disgusted by the doctor and I'd forgotten that memory. I'd been married to my husband for 4 years and didn't even tell him that. I even forgot that I went to the hospital. And so it's just something that you've trapped in your subconscious mind. And sometimes you bury these memories, you bury these experiences with these negative emotions and you have no clue that they're still running the program, that they're still in the background telling you and dictating your life now. So yeah, I love this healing modality and I want everyone to be open to it. And if you're curious and you're listening to it now, if you go to my website, fearlessfemale.com, go to the booking page. If you go to the first link, you get your first 15-minute session for free. So try it. Why not? It's free. What if it does work for you? And if it does, then you can book another session. I have packages that are 3 sessions, 6 sessions, 9 sessions, depending on what it is that you're trying to work on. Some people come to me with really traumatic pasts, and it takes 6 to 9 sessions to actually get to the root cause because you're like an onion and we're peeling back the layers so that we can finally release that one thing that is like anchoring you down.
And we'll have all of that information in the show notes too. So I'm glad that you brought that up. And that's wonderful that you offer people their first, you know, 15 minutes at no cost. Then they can give it a try and see if it works for them.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, I'm sure because, you know, when we're passionate about things that we do, we also come across some misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, what are misconceptions that you think are out there about body code?
I think people think it's too woo-woo and they think it doesn't work. But like you said earlier, you have to be open to the healing modality, just like you were open to acupuncture, just like you were. You don't need to know. Some people feel like they need to know the ins and outs, like the scientific research behind it. And I'm kind of the same person. But I tell my clients, like, put on your scientific hat and research it. Like, try it out. Here's your, you know, method. Here's your hypothesis. And what are your results? And so for me, I test everything. Like I test everything when I read books about spirituality and angels, and I test it. You know, I'm like, is this really going to work? All the laws of the universe, the laws of attraction, the law of assumption, like I put all of them to the test and I always get results. So the misconception is this is just hokey pokey stuff, or I'm just trying to sell you snake oil or whatever they say. That's why I give everyone their first 15 minutes for free. Because first of all, I got my first session for free and I got hooked because I know it works. Like you literally will feel a difference in your, like when I first did my first session, I felt like there was a weight released off of my chest. So try it out. Put your scientific hat on, you know, write out the method, write out your hypothesis and figure out the results. And like I said earlier in the podcast, your healing journey is very personal to you. So whatever it is that you need to do to get back to the core of who you really are before the world told you who you were, before religion told you who you were, before your teachers told you who you were, before anyone like threw up their own ideologies onto you, when you want to get back to the core root of who you truly are, which is the light of this beautiful earth, then you will try anything and everything to get back to that.
Well, what a way to end that too. I couldn't agree more. And you deserve to have the peace that comes with the healing. So you've shared some information already about the opportunity to have a free 15-minute session with you. We're going to have that in the show notes. Are there any other resources that anybody that maybe wants to do a little bit of research before they come and talk with you, are there any other resources that you would recommend?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you can get the Emotion Code book. He also has the Body Code book. They just opened up a new healing modality, which is called the Belief Code. I don't have my certification in that. I'm working on that. But also, I have a YouTube channel called The Fearless Female. And if you go to my YouTube channel, I have a playlist of emotion and body code. I talk a lot about what it is, which I've already discussed here, but I also share a lot of stories. When I do sessions with my clients, I always ask them permission. Can I please share your results? Because I'm telling you, I still get excited by this healing modality and the results that I see my clients get. And I love to share their stories. So I always get permission first, and then I make little videos and I post them on my YouTube channel so that more people can see that it's not just a one-off. You know, there's multiple people having these results and having beautiful experiences and truly healing on all levels.
And isn't that what we're all aiming for? To heal so that we can move forward.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I've absolutely loved this conversation. And of course, the listeners never know about all the tech mishaps that happen in the background. But we had to put a lot of effort into making this happen today. And I'm just so happy to have had an opportunity to have this conversation. And your passion just oozes through you for this topic. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it too. Thank you for the opportunity.
Bye.
Thanks for joining me on another episode of Happy-ish. If you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and I can promise you more content like this. But don't keep it to yourself, share it with a friend. So until next time, keep your curiosity alive, spread kindness wherever you go, and never forget that you are the author of your story.
This has been an Awkward Sage production.